Greetings to 3CR from Sydney. This Palestine Action Group rally on Sunday, June the 1st, was spectacular. The word went out to wear red, and there must have been over 10,000 people there, all in red. They had a bolt of red fabric the length of two city blocks. Show this is the red line. On the Channel 7 news, you could see it from their helicopter, a great red line down two city blocks of Sydney. The starvation and scenes of children being shot in the food queue surely is the red line beyond all the others. I've never seen the sustained energy and determination of a community, not since Vietnam, just like this. Someone from 3CR came up to me down the front where I record with greetings from Annie, Tobiah, and Karina, and it lifted my heart. I felt the warm community from Melbourne to Sydney, so thanks a million. This speech is from Josh Lees, followed by Dr. Jumana Bayer.
Thank you for raising the ongoing issue of the persecution of Palestinian activists. Anyone who speaks out against the genocide in this country has faced over the last 18 months. So many people have been disciplined, threatened, silenced, censored by all of our institutions, whether that's the universities, whether that's the media, whether that's a million different arts and cultural institutions, a whole range of employers, schools, you name it. This is a massive shame on the Australian whole apparatus, on this whole system we live in, that this is the reaction that we get when we try to oppose the genocide. It's us who are made out to be the bad guys, us who are made out to be the ones who should be ashamed, silenced and censored. And we see this even today, even now, when some of the rhetoric amongst world leaders and, you know, a little bit of the media rhetoric has shifted slightly due to the so in our faces horror of mass starvation. But even now, this continues. If anyone saw Nasser Mashni, there's an activist from Melbourne, a Palestinian, did this great interview on the ABC, and the next day it disappeared. It was removed. Just taken down. Why? Because he spoke the truth, and we got a rare moment of someone actually getting to tell the reality of what's going on. And this was too much still today for the ABC to stomach. And so they censored him, removed that from their website. Of course, you can still find, I'm sure, the record of a million interviews on the ABC done by people who support Israel, who justified genocide, who have supported the massacres and the starvation of children. You can bet none of them have been taken down. You can bet there's not been a single ABC journalist or anyone else who's been sacked for supporting Israel. But there's been a couple who have been sacked for supporting Palestine. And that tells you everything you need to know about our media and our institutions. And that's why, again, our power lies here in the streets with our people, in our numbers, in our masses, and why we have to keep going against all this. And on that theme, people might have seen, of course, Chris Minns. Boo. Chris Minns. What more can you say about that guy? The guy who wished Israel a happy 77th birthday. The guy who espoused all the most revolting, racist, narratives of Israeli myth-making. He basically talked about in his happy birthday wish about how Israel had made the desert bloom, effectively all the lies, all the racist lies they say to justify the whole Zionist project. Well, people would also say Chris Minns, of course, who, I wouldn't say he was part of the caravan hoax, but he basically was, right? He exploited that whole episode to ram through anti-protest laws in this state. And we, as we announced a while ago, the Palestine Action Group is taking the New South Wales government to the Supreme Court to challenge those laws, to say that they're unconstitutional. Now that court case is just going to be one day hearing in that Supreme Court building just back there. That's going to be happening on the 19th of June. So we're going to be putting up a rally on that day. Whoever can come out, it'll be a weekday, but please, if you can get there that morning to show support, to fight for our right to protest against the genocide, But our right to protest more generally is under attack because, of course, this affects not just our cause, but anyone who wants to protest in this state could have that right taken away by these new laws this government has tried to ram through, this utterly, you know, despicable Chris Minns government. All right, our next speaker and our final speaker before we march off today is going to be Jemana Baye. She is an absolutely staunch activist for Palestine, against imperialism generally. She is an associate professor at Macquarie University. They haven't been able to get rid of her yet. Although I'm sure they will keep trying, but we will stand with her if they do. Of course, this is the same place that, you know, where Runner Abdel Fattah is still having to fight for her rights as well. But yes, please make Jemana very welcome.
Simply just getting on with their lives, never bothering to ask us how we are doing. we witnessed the disgraceful Labor government return to power with a mandate never before seen, and yet continues to shrug its shoulders at this genocide. After 19 months, I'm not sure why I am even rehearsing any of this, why any of us keep talking about what is blatantly being displayed by an army committing a genocide. The carnage in Gaza, the West Bank, and to a lesser extent Lebanon, is about the loss of so many lives, but it is also about the loss of whole life worlds for us people from these regions. Just because these worlds have slipped from our grasp over the last century, and especially since 1948 and now at an accelerated pace, it does not mean that we're at all used to it. I cannot describe the gut-wrenching, heart suffocating pain it is to watch as we lose more lives, more lands, and move farther away from the vision we all achingly yearn for our region. And just like it feels when every single thing is slipping away from us, I am reminded about our global movement that circles from Gadigal to Gaza via London, Paris, Washington and New York on Turtle Island, Athens, Rome, Nablus, British Valley, South Lebanon, Beirut, and of course in Sana'a in Yemen. We are astonishing the world. You all are astonishing the world. No, we're not going away. As Professor Noura Anakat reminds me, historical moments are multi-layered. For every criminal world leader that is failing humanity, civil society is matching it 100-fold. Bravo to us, all of us. We may not hold the reins of power, but we have the street and we have righteous politics. I'm almost finished. We have two friends, or I have two friends in the last week who have shown righteous principled politics. The first is the amazing author Ren Wild, who was stripped of her black and white fellowship at the intervention of the Queensland Arts Minister. Shame on him! Ren's response to this violation is to keep centering Palestine and the genocide. She tweeted to the fellow writers, "We are not powerless. The pen is mightier than the sword. We write because we care about truth, humanity, and the earth. We speak back to power, to fight oppression, to show solidarity. We can take action. There is more of us than there is of them."
Yeah.
Them Israel supporters. Ren astonishes Israel supporters because Ren will not be silenced or cowered. They took away Ren's prize, and Ren only gets louder. Please go look for Ren Wild's Twitter page, make a donation to her PayPal account. She could use our support. The second friend is Alan Ullman, member of Jews Against the Occupation 48. He's over here somewhere, I can't see him anymore. There he is. Alan gave testimony at the New South Wales Parliament inquiry into anti-Semitism last week. Alan shook the intellectual depravity of some nobody Liberal MP when he said he did not consider Hamas and Hezbollah to be anti-Semitic. And I quote Alan. I quote Alan when he said, "They have a major problem with Israel and the Zionist state, that is all." But even better, Alan went on to explain to the inquiry that if New South Wales has a problem with anti-Semitism, it is coming from the hard right. It is coming from the very side of the political spectrum that the Liberal Party cultivates.
Exactly.
Alan ripped apart the Liberal minister's smugly assumed righteous position and expertly took it back, reminding everyone in the room who was the expert on the region and who, frankly, are the ignorant ones trying to school us.
Yeah.
Like I said, we are truly astonishing the world. This moment contains the greatest and most dignified of people. And because you because we are the most honourable of people. We will do as Hussein asked us. Do not stop speaking about Gaza. Do not let the world look away. Keep fighting. Keep telling our stories until Palestine is free. Thank you very much. Free Palestine.
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry! Palestine will never die! Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!